BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The US Vice President Kamala Harris has told the visiting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu she will not be silent on the suffering of Palestinian civilians. The presumptive Democratic presidential candidate for November's election said she'd pressed Mr. Netanyahu on the situation in Gaza during their frank meeting.
It is time for this war to end, and end in a way where Israel is secure, all the hostages are released, the suffering of Palestinians in Gaza ends, and the Palestinian people can exercise their right to freedom, dignity, and self-determination. There has been hopeful movement in the talks to secure an agreement on this deal. And as I just told Prime Minister Netanyahu, it is time to get this deal done.
She also urged Americans to be less binary in their views. President Maduro of Venezuela has asked voters to support him in Sunday's election to secure peace and stability, a week after saying there would be a bloodbath if he lost. In a televised address, he promised to deliver economic prosperity after surviving years of what he called economic warfare and sanctions by the United States. Most opinion polls suggest that Mr. Maduro is trailing behind the main opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez. Leonardo Rocha reports.
For once, the Venezuelan opposition comes to an election united and with a real chance of winning the vote. Edmundo González, a former diplomat with no previous political experience, was appointed 3 months ago after the opposition leader Maria Corina Machado was banned from running. He's leading most opinion polls, but there are fears that President Maduro won't relinquish power if he loses. Mr. Maduro, who's seeking a third consecutive term, has promised to secure victory one way or another, fueling fears that the vote will not be fair.
The Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has praised firefighters for working hard to save lives and homes from a massive wildfire in the western province of Alberta. The Premier, Danielle Smith, said the scale of the disaster in the mountain resort of Jasper was unprecedented.
We're seeing potentially 30 to 50% structural damage. We don't know particularly which structures have been damaged and which ones have been destroyed, but that's going to be a significant rebuild and significant displacement for a long period of time.
California's governor has ordered agencies to begin removing homeless camps on state land as he tries to tackle one of the biggest issues facing the U.S. state. Gavin Newsom's executive order tells officers to focus on dangerous encampments. World News from the BBC. The military ruler of Niger, General Abdourahmane Tiani, has given a defiant TV address, saying his country's march towards complete sovereignty is unstoppable. Speaking on the first anniversary of the coup, he said no state or foreign organisation could tell Niger how to behave. His address comes 2 days after France demanded the release from detention of the ousted civilian president, Mohamed Bazoum. The UN Secretary-General has said the planet is becoming more dangerous after the three hottest days in record. Antonio Guterres called for action to protect vulnerable people, workers and cities from the growing threat of heat waves. Here's Neda Taufik.
Extreme heat is the new abnormal, according to Mr. Guterres. June was the 13th consecutive month to break global temperature records. He said the World Meteorological Organization, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, and others have documented a rapid rise in the scale, intensity, frequency, and duration of extreme heat events. Heat, he said, kills 30 times more people than tropical cyclones, and 70% of the global workforce are now at risk of extreme temperatures.
Typhoon Gemi is bringing heavy rains and strong winds to southeastern China after leaving a trail of death and destruction across Taiwan and the Philippines. Coast Guard officials in the Philippines say they're racing against time to contain what could potentially be the worst oil spill in the country's history after a tanker carrying nearly 1.5 million litres of oil sank in Manila Bay. Video game voice actors in Hollywood are going on strike after talks with major video game companies failed to produce an agreement on protections against AI. The stoppage will also include motion capture performers whose physical movements are recorded for computer animation.